Hey, what's up? Welcome to The Real Sigma. Please hit the like and subscribe button. So, can the Sigma be spiritual? And now, before I answer this, let me explain that being spiritual and being religious are two totally different things. In fact, they're nothing alike. Being spiritual simply means relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. And being religious just means that you adhere to a set of rules of a particular religion. So you can be very religious and still not be spiritual at all, and vice versa. You can be spiritual and not religious at all, which is usually the case. So, back to the question. Can the Sigma be spiritual? Well, we all know the Sigma has a highly analytical mind, and that would lead people to believe that the Sigma will not entertain ideas that cannot be proven by hard physical evidence. And this is generally true. And this is very true for younger and more inexperienced Sigmas. As a young Sigma, I went about life believing that my intellect and reasoning would provide me all the answers that I would ever need in life. And anything that didn't make sense to me was automatically invalid. And in most cases, this works. But this truth applies to the dimension that we are currently existing in. Now, I know this is getting deep and a little abstract, but bear with me. I will go deeper into this a little bit later in the video. So deep within themselves, Sigmas go through life searching for meaning and purpose. And I believe all humans do this. They're searching for meaning and purpose, they just don't realize it. And so in our early development, we solely rely on what our logical reasoning can make sense of. And as Sigmas, we trust our own minds. We trust our own experiences and we trust our own research. We rely on hard evidence before we make decisions. But there's another side to the Sigma, which is the spiritual side. And many Sigmas go through life neglecting this part of themselves because they don't realize that this even exists. Now, I know this sounds like a complete contradiction to the Sigma male archetype, but true Sigmas that are mature and experienced will come to the realization at some point that although they know more than most people, they still don't really know anything in many ways. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, yes, the Sigma knows many things about how to operate in this world. And he does have a lot of uncommon knowledge and wisdom that most people do not have. But when the Sigma thinks about some of the mysteries of life and the universe, he will eventually come to the conclusion that he knows very little, if anything. And true Sigmas will contemplate the meaning of life. Why am I here? How did everything in existence begin? What is the purpose of everything? What is my purpose? And since the Sigma is extremely analytical, he'll initially try to explain and comprehend everything through the means and avenues that he can prove or understand. But we'll come to a point where his logical reasoning cannot answer his deepest questions about life. But what happens is, when he comes to the realization that things like the theory of evolution, which is basically humans evolving from monkeys, and the universe just being in perfect order by itself is not mathematically possible, and actually very illogical. Because we know by the laws of physics that order cannot come out of chaos. This is just a simple law of astrophysics. For example, on the most simplest level, let's say there are 1,000 puzzle pieces on a table. Well, the law of physics tells us if we scramble them all up, and when we're done scrambling, every single piece is not going to be put together to create the full picture and complete the puzzle. It's just not going to happen. It requires an outside force, which is going to be someone with a consciousness, to put the pieces together to make it all work together and create the picture. This law and truth also applies to the universe as well. Now, through science, we know there was a Big Bang that started the universe. But that Big Bang must have been initiated by someone or something that has a consciousness in order for everything to be in balance and in order. And we know that everything in our solar system and universe are balanced and in sync. For example, the sun is the exact perfect distance from the Earth in order to sustain life. Now, if the sun was just a little bit further away, we would all be frozen to death. The Earth would be a frozen planet. And if that same sun was any bit closer to the Earth, we would all be burned up. It would be too hot on this Earth and we would not be able to survive. And even the moon is in the perfect position to balance the Earth and also shield the Earth from many asteroids. And all the other planets in our solar system are needed to bring balance to the planetary rotations around the sun. So the law of physics and even common sense lets us know for all this to happen randomly from chaos is just a mathematical impossibility. And this is why the most brilliant minds in science and physics have come to this same conclusion, that there must be a creator of everything. That's the only possibility. Even Albert Einstein and the renowned astrophysicist Hugh Ross have come to this conclusion through their research. And many other scientists are coming to this conclusion as well. Now, this is where the Sigma's pride and intellect will be challenged. The most mature and experienced Sigmas will come to the conclusion that there is something or someone that is keeping all things in order. And this is how the Sigma will come to discover that there are other dimensions and realms that are exact opposite of the natural and logical realm that we exist in, where we can see and measure things. Now, one of the best examples of this is from the movie Doctor Strange. And if you haven't seen this movie, I recommend watching it. It's highly entertaining and contains many spiritual truths and concepts. And I don't think people really understand how deep that movie is. Now, I know this is a fictional character and it's a movie, but it demonstrates how Sigmas get to this point. Doctor Strange's character is a true Sigma male, and he is based on the INTJ personality type. Now, if you saw the movie, you remember that Doctor Strange was a neurosurgeon. He was very intelligent, but he was very prideful because of what he had accomplished through his hard work and intellect. He believed that he understood everything about life and relied on his own understanding. But it wasn't until his world got turned upside down from a really bad car accident that left him feeling powerless because of the damage done to his body. He could no longer continue to be a neurosurgeon because of the damage done to his hands. And there was no medical procedure or even technology to fix him. So he went searching for someone that had similar injuries that had been fully healed and recovered. And when Dr. Strange finds this man, he asks him, How do you do it? How did you recover? What happened? And the man tells him that there was a spiritual person that he found that healed him, and tells him there's a lot of things that he doesn't know or understand that exist. So Dr. Strange's pride began to challenge this illogical solution. But when you're desperate, you will explore avenues that you would never have tried before. So Dr. Strange travels to another country to find this spiritual person. And when he finds this person, the spiritual healer opens up the spiritual realm to him. Dr. Strange actually enters into that realm, and he freaks out because it challenges everything he has ever known or experienced. It is challenging his paradigm of what is real. But as he realizes that this spiritual realm is real, he begins to go all in. He dedicates his life to understand and operate in it, just like a true Sigma. Once we find something that fascinates us or we discover a truth, you know we will go all in on it. We'll dedicate everything to understand it. And that's because Sigmas at their core are seeking for truth. We are simply trying to find the truth and the meaning of our existence. We want the truth even if it proves us wrong. And this is the same path for many Sigmas that have matured. This is actually what happened to me as well. I was a successful young man enjoying life with no clue about the spiritual realm. I thought I had it all figured out. And once I discovered the spiritual realm and I realized that it was real, that's when things began to change for me. It took me to a whole nother level. And I come to the realization that the spiritual realm was real through spiritual experiences that I had and continue to have. And it gave me an even greater perspective that worked with my Sigma traits to create, if you will, a Super Sigma. And as I learned the laws and rules of the spiritual realm, it allowed me to experience true fulfillment within myself and even see the greatest successes in all areas of my life. And the spiritual Sigma is the highest form of the Sigma male, as just as the spiritual man is the highest form of the human. Because now we're going to be operating in both the natural and spiritual realm, whereas most people and even many Sigmas are just operating in the one dimension, which is the natural realm. So in order for the Sigma to reach this dimension, he must humble himself and realize there are many things that he does not understand and many things that he cannot explain. And just because he doesn't understand those things does not mean these things are not real. And I know this is very ironic that in order for the Sigma to reach his highest self, he must abandon what he has come to trust and rely on the most, which is his own intellect and understanding. And as he is able to do that, if he can do that, he actually will begin to understand and make sense of the spiritual realm. And ultimately, through that, we'll have more understanding of the natural realm. Now, one thing you must understand about the spiritual realm is that its laws and rules are nothing like the laws and rules of the natural realm. And that is why most people just cannot understand or comprehend the spiritual realm, because it's nothing like what they know. I'll give you one very simple example. So in the natural realm, we have the law of gravity. If we jump in the air, we know we're going to come right back down due to gravity. Well, in the spiritual realm, there is no gravity. Spirits can go up, and since gravity doesn't exist in that realm, they don't have to come back down necessarily. And this is just one tiny example. There are countless other things of the spiritual realm that are nothing like the natural realm. So everything we have learned in our lives within this natural realm will not help us at all in the spiritual dimension. Matter of fact, to many people, things of the spiritual dimension just sound like pure foolishness. And that's because it's exact opposite of the paradigm that they are living and operating in. Because in another dimension, the laws and rules are completely different depending on the dimension that you are in. So I know this is a very abstract concept and truth, and may be very difficult for you to accept or even comprehend. But true Sigmas are very good at thinking about these abstract concepts. So I believe you guys are still tracking with me. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. This video may not be for everyone or every Sigma just yet. I'm simply making this video to help those Sigmas that are ready to go to this next level. Some of you Sigmas may be at this point and ready to discover the spiritual dimension, which will unlock you to be your highest self. So anyways, I hope this video was helpful. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comment section. Also, let me know what kind of videos you would like me to make next. And if you want me to go deeper into this subject, please let me know in the comment section. So thanks again for tuning in to The Real Sigma. Take care, keep working on yourself, and master your emotions.